Hello, and welcome to St. Columba Anglican Church in Beaumont, Alberta. I'm Stephanie London. Today, June 5th, 2022, is the Feast of Pentecost, or the coming of the Holy Spirit on Jesus' disciples. If you'd like to read the reading for that, you will find it in Acts chapter 2, verses 1 to 21. And today we're also celebrating the feast day of our patron saint, Columba, who was born in 521 and died on June 9th, 597. Thank you for listening. When the Holy Spirit descends on Jesus' disciples, it's with power. The sound of a violent rushing wind fills the house where they've been waiting since Jesus went back into heaven. And tongues as a fire divide and rest on each one of them. And they began to speak as the Spirit leads them in other languages. The community of the followers of Jesus breaks free of its ethnic group, its religion, its nationality. People are gathered in Jerusalem from all corners of the known world. And they all hear in their own languages people proclaiming the mighty works of God. That is that Jesus, who was crucified, is now alive. And the Holy Spirit gives them power from on high and boldness to preach and heal and proclaim. And not only that, but to be the people who themselves cross borders of class and ethnicity to care for the hurting and to love their enemies. They become known as people who love and who bear the cost of that love in Jesus' name. As armies travel, as merchants travel, as saints and Christians travel, as slaves are captured, the good news of Jesus Christ hitches a ride, so to speak, until it reaches the edges of the Roman Empire and beyond, until it reaches the far west of Europe, where in the late 300s, Irish pirates capture a young man in Roman Britain and take him back to Ireland, where he's a slave for 6 years. Reflecting later on those years, he would say that that time in captivity was critical to his spiritual development, that it honed him in on Christ. One day, a few years later, he has another vision, this time of an Irish man who appears, and he hears the voice of the Irish rise up and say, "We appeal to you, holy servant boy, to walk among us." So he returns to Ireland, baptizes thousands of people, ordains priests, and establishes churches. At the same time, he is beaten and robbed and taken captive and brought to trial. Life as an early Christian was not often easy. But the Spirit of God moves and calls people and sends people, a few to distant lands and many more to the lives that God has given them right where they are. So that moved by the power of the same Spirit, this early saint helped establish the worship of God in Ireland. He is, of course, not Columba, but St. Patrick, who is known as the Apostle to Ireland. And I just mention him today as part of the thread that leads from that upper room, that Pentecost, in Jerusalem, to lands far away. To Ireland, where Columba was born less than 100 years after St. Patrick died. And there he studied under a monk named Finian, who trained some of the most prominent early Irish Christians. Around 563, Columba and his companions crossed the water to the west coast of what is now Scotland, because they wanted to become pilgrims for Christ, living by the Spirit and considering the kingdom of God to be their true home. From there, they founded a monastery on the island of Iona, just off the coast, and it became a base from which to launch missions into the Pictish kingdoms to the north. Columba's story is filled with miracles he performed, many of which mirror the miracles of Jesus Christ himself, healing diseases, calming storms, casting out demons, bringing the dead back to life. People recognize him as someone who walks with the Holy Spirit. As Columba traveled across what is now Scotland, he came across a group of Picts burying a man who had been killed by a terrible monster. A swimmer is in danger, and Columba makes the sign of the cross, and he tells the monster, "Thou shalt go no further, nor touch the man, go back with all speed." To everyone's astonishment, the terrified beast runs away. The Picts are amazed and glorify Columba's god. The river where the monster was swimming, where it was holding villagers captive in fear, was the River Ness, which flows out of Loch Ness, and this is considered the earliest reference to the Loch Ness monster. People are impressed by Columba's miracles, but also by the Irish monk's deep commitment to prayer and devotion. Through the work of the Holy Spirit in their lives, people around them meet Jesus. By now, many of those monasteries they built are just ruins. They're could be historic curiosities. It has been 1,500 years after all. But there are also reminders of the many people who committed to living as pilgrims for Christ. And it's a sign that the Holy Spirit was there, moving, inspiring, directing, turning hearts, drawing people to Jesus. Those people found and served Jesus in their fields and their market towns. They found and served Jesus where they traveled to other lands. They found and served Jesus in silence and prayer and solitude. And somehow here we are on the other side of the world remembering them. And we can take to heart the same thing they learned. Jesus is alive. Jesus is active. And the Holy Spirit that Jesus sent on his first followers still lives now. And still reaches us and still reaches beyond us, calling us deeper into relationship with God and deeper into love of one another, building a great, wide community of faith that crosses boundaries. May we too live by the call of the Holy Spirit.